Hello, New Orleans. Hello, world. Welcome to the VMON non-official
2017 broadcast
pre-show. That's right. We're going to be talking about all things VMON here today, and giving you a little bit of a behind-the-scenes look as to what it is to be a community evangelist, just person that loves technology, and you know. A great set of individuals like us, Alan.
You mean Veeam Vanguards in general?
Veeam Vanguards.
That's
exactly,
right.
Exactly. The coolest club in town. That's what that is. Thank you very much, Rick Vanover, for renewing.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure that after we're done these pre-shows, that there's a strong likelihood, Alan, that we will never be renewed as Vanguards ever again. But that's okay.
I'll still wear green, even though
we will go down in a ball of glory, right? So
hey, we're happy. We've got energy, and that's why we're here.
That's right. So we are live coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, and what an absolutely amazing city this is! What an amazing state this is! I had no idea, Alan, as to how beautiful going out into the bayou and doing some of the swamp tours, learning a lot about the history of New Orleans over the last few days. It's been very, very interesting. This is probably one of the coolest cities that I've been to for a conference in a very long time.
Well, I think the history, the southern cuisine, they've talked about history such as the hurricanes that come through here, which is great for availability. We can use that examples left, right, and center here. Yeah. And the people, southern hospitality here is great.
Yes. This has been an absolutely fantastic venue. So we're just kind of working through a few kinks with the live show here. We brought our mobile kit. The last time that you saw us live was for the MVP Days Community Roadshow conference. And so that happened in Edmonton, Vancouver, and Calgary, all the way up in Canada. And that was back in March of this year, and it's some tremendous feedback. So we decided, why not pack our gear, come bring all this down, and you know we can bring the live show straight to you. So we hope to be your kind of non-official hosts of VMON 2017. We're going to be pretty busy this week. Our team, Alan, we have a grand total of I think 11 or 12 sessions. Throughout the week. Maybe that's too many. Maybe it's only 10. But it doesn't matter, because when you do a live show, sometimes you just got to roll with it.
Things go wrong and things also go right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we're playing around with a few things here, Alan. And one of the things that that I wanted to kind of show people to get started is I wanted to show people where they can go to find out the most up-to-date information on VMON. And so I think this is really important. So let me see if I can actually just pan over to my desktop here. And we'll check this out and see if we actually can pull up my Twitter feed. And so what you want to do is you want to search for, in Twitter, on social media, hashtag VMON. And this is where you're going to find all of your latest and greatest information about Veeam and all the things that are happening at this amazing conference. So let's go check out some of the latest results here. Did we drop off, Alan?
I don't think so.
We didn't.
That's a different feed there.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Hopefully this is still working.
Add to the Twitter thing, and if you don't have Twitter, why not?
Exactly.
Go get it.
Oh, there we are. That's us, Alan.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
we're good to go. We're live. Oh, and look. We have two people.
Yeah.
Yes, buddy.
Starts with one.
That's right.
Starts with two. We almost have a following at three.
That's grandma. That's grandma and my dog.
And Clint and Rick probably shaking their heads.
That's right. They're like, what are these two yahoos doing? And so we can take a look. There's some people that are having some fun.
It's Sean there.
Exactly. Like that's the kind of fun that people have when they come to, you know, VMON 2017. a ton of pictures in here.
Oh, what happened? Cool. Somebody took a picture of a chiropractic center.
Exactly. Yeah. Gonna go
maybe a little too much drinking that night and threw it the back.
that's definitely a possibility here. So anyways, lots of things happening here. So we can kind of see the top tweets happening. You can also stay in touch with the stream here as well by clicking on latest inside of Twitter. And this may seem simple to a lot of people, but when we've done these conferences all over the world, Alan, would you agree with me? It is amazing doing a little bit of Twitter 101, how much there's a lot of people that are out there. They'll basically, they haven't used Twitter very much.
It's a misconception for people because they hear about all these social media faux pas and I don't know what you want to call it, the Kardashian people just going through and hashtagging everything. But if you actually install Twitter and just follow Veeam, follow Microsoft, follow whichever other companies you want.
So how would you go about following Veeam, Alan? We would just type in something like @Veeam.
@Veeam.
There we go. We got @Veeam Software. And right now we follow each other, but I'm just going to go ahead and click on @Veeam Software here. And this will bring up the primary Twitter. Is it a channel?
Well, account, because
Twitter account,
when do the @ and then a username, that brings up their account.
I would like to actually go there. Hello.
Would be nice. There we are.
Oh, look at that. That's our friends from Veeam Software. 40,000 followers strong.
On 24,000.
Very cool.
Useful tweets, I'll say.
Exactly. And see, there's this little button right here. It's called follow. And this is what you want to do. And you want to start following people that are out there that interest you from a technology standpoint.
This is an instant way to get right to the communities that you want. When they release information, they let you know.
Exactly.
So all now there's no more waiting. You just open up Twitter. You have the information you want because you get to choose it.
Exactly, right? So let's come back. Let's pan back to us right here. There we go. Good to go. We have somebody at the door right now while we're in our live show, but that's cool because
that's the way it works.
That's the best part of doing a live show, Alan, is that we get to take and we get to have visitors coming in and saying hi. And look who it is! It's the one. It's the only Super Crystal
One. Super Crystal One.
At Super Crystal One, Veeam Vanguard, Microsoft MVP, and actually, Alan. There's a cool logo that's up there right now. And the two of you, Alan, Crystal, you guys recently became not only Veeam Vanguards this past year, or no, Crystal's on her second year, you became Veeam Vanguard, but you guys both recently became Microsoft MVP.
Yes, we did.
So why don't we just take a step away from Veeam here for a second and talk a little bit about another amazing community program that's out there, the Microsoft Most Valuable Professional Program, and just kind of what that meant to you May 1st when you got the email saying you're accepted into
excitement.
This exclusive club.
Excitement, happiness. I love to share my IT knowledge, what I learn, send it out any way I can. Blogs, Twitter, answering questions, and conferences. You come see us, we share information. That's what this is all about. There's a lot of people in the industry you run into, probably work with one, hopefully you're not one, that are job justification. They keep everything internally and don't want to share. For things to grow and evolve, the best way is to share.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And that's one of the things that we believe in our group, because everybody's different with the way that they look at technology and the way that they share their technology and their experiences. We believe in complete and utmost transparency in everything that it is that we do, because what's the point of gaining all this knowledge, Alan, if you can't share it with the community? And that's our passion for sharing that knowledge. I think that really comes out in our sessions, and that's why you find us speaking at a lot of conferences around the world.
And why we're invited to the conferences.
Well, hopefully, hopefully
pre-shows. Hi, Rick.
Hopefully, hey Clint, hopefully pre-shows like this aren't going to be a precursor to us being, Dave, Crystal, Alan, Emil.
But
you guys got the big X on your names now. You're not invited anymore.
Let me tie this back. So you're a Veeam Vanguard, MVP, myself, same with Crystal. But even if we did get kicked out, we love sharing.
Yeah, we would still come back anyways.
We're still here.
We would just buy a ticket and creep your show. That's what we would do.
We'll sit in the back with our live stream software and keep going.
Exactly.
Stop that, or they'll stop giving us the tickets. They're like, you mean these guys would come anyway?
Oh man. So no, that's pretty neat, Alan. So why don't we talk a little bit about with social media. We talked a little bit about how you can take and follow along on Twitter.
Correct.
How about figuring out of some of the breakout sessions and stuff that might be available? Where can you find that list? And is there an app or something like that that if people are attending the conference that they can download and kind of follow along with?
There is an app in whichever platform or phone that you use, so you can go and download it there. One of the things I've noticed is people are going to Veeam Vanguard and they click the agenda. And then
Veeam Vanguard?
Or, sorry, Veeamon.
Got you again.
They did. They go to the Veeamon website, and they're clicking on the agenda, and it's a pretty high-level agenda.
All right, let's go there right
but,
now.
But I'll let you show that, but I'm putting in butt word there.
You can talk. I can drive.
I'm waiting for you to drive.
All right.
So right there, they're going to full agenda, which is a high level of what's going on in the conference floors and whatnot.
Yep.
But where a lot of information is going to be given out to is in the breakout sessions.
Yeah, this is just kind of a high-level overview of what's happening during the week of Veeamon, right?
Right, so it's all the partner trainings when you can expect the main events happening. And don't get me wrong, there's lots of information that will be given out.
If you're attending the show, download
the app. Yeah, for sure. Like, if you're going to be attending the show, you want to download the app. There's going to be a lot happening on, I think there's a few live streams. Not all the sessions will be live streamed,
right,
but some of them will. But you want to click on this little button for breakout sessions here. And so right here under breakout sessions, oh, look at that, Alan. There's still a few spots left. So if you're watching this live on the interwebs, $849 to come see us. That is cheap.
Wow.
That's right.
You don't have to fly all the way to Canada.
Money,
we came down here.
Money well spent.
That's
right.
So.
You don't have to come up to the Great
and
White North.
Veeam was kind enough to put on their website, talk to your boss and how you can get sponsored to come down here.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So in here, when you click on the breakout sessions, you can actually search and filter by the different tracks.
That's
in
right.
Here, right, Alan? So look at all these different tracks that we have to pick from. We've got technical level 200, 300, 400. Now, let's just take a step back. What does that mean? What does level 1, 2, 3, and actually, it's a little vague over the years as to the different levels that have kind of been released. But you know, my understanding, Kerry, is that the different technical levels go from level 100, which is kind of an introductory grassroots, just
marketing,
just gain some knowledge, some marketing, and level 500 would be like your technical deepest dive. Would be like your R&D type level that you would hit.
You want the information for certification from the R&D devs.
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly. So when you look at these and you're filtering, you can kind of pick the different sessions that are going to fall into wherever you're feeling comfortable. So you want that deep technical content. These level 400 tracks are there. We've also got some business tracks, some alliance partner tracks. There's some fantastic tracks inside of there because those alliance partners typically have some great solutions that tag along with what you see from Veeam Software. There's also sessions inside of here for the pro partners. So, for example, if you're a partner of Veeam, which they have an
That's
amazing
right.
partner ecosystem, and you want to learn a little bit more about how the back ends of the program work, those are good. And then some cloud programs as well. So that's kind of neat. And then we can also search in here for all of the different products that Veeam has. And you know, Alan, I've been working with Veeam a long time, and this list has really expanded over the last
And
few
I,
years.
I think that's the... People are like, why should I go to Veeamon? They're just kind of the backup company. Uh-huh. But not anymore. Look at the list of products there. And then the technical tracks that you were just showing.
Yep.
So they've got different levels. And then also the different hardware vendors that are here. The storage vendors, the compute, the hyper-converged. Where are we replicating your data? Where are we storing it? Networking. Everything's involved with Veeam. So it's not just a smaller backup product anymore.
Exactly.
It's an availability conference that Veeamon is.
And then look at all the ecosystem technologies in here as well. So that is pretty cool. And we're going to go to the one that we love here, Alan. We're actually going to go click on Hyper-V. Let's see what type of Hyper-V sessions that we've got for VeeamON 2017. So we can see on Thursday, May 18th at 11:15 to 12:15, Veeam integration with HP Store Once and their all-flash data center. That looks like a pretty cool session. So let's just scroll down through a couple of these. Then we've got another one here, which is bridging the availability gap, DR on-premises to the cloud, another Thursday session. Reinventing IT agility, hybrid cloud solutions for Veeam and Azure. And that's actually a really big theme with Veeam right now, is all of the direct integrations that they have with Azure right now.
Definitely.
So that's kind of a cool session. Unleashing the power of the Veeam API. That one, actually, I would like to go sit. That would be a really good one. The unfortunate part for me is that I'm presenting 7 or 8 sessions on Wednesday, so I don't actually get to go see these. So might have to send some of you guys and go report on some of these
things. Well, which is nice, too, having Veeam with an API. Before, it was mostly PowerShell. So now, again, it's in your face. Hey, Veeam, API, let's go learn about it. How can we extend the offerings that Veeam have?
Exactly. And so now here, I'm going to show you the most important session that you're going to want to go sit here.
Is it on Thursday, Dave?
So if you just search in here and you just search for your last name, there it is.
Bring it up.
There it is. This is the session. This is the can't miss session right here, using Microsoft REFS, REFS, or also known as refs.
Refs?
Yes, like
referees?
Yeah, like referees. Exactly. That's okay. Nobody's going to listen to this, Crystal.
And we're so far into it now, they've already tuned out.
So we're going to talk to you a little bit about using Microsoft REFS and Storage Spaces Direct as a backup target for Veeam. And that session is going to be chocked full with some amazing demos, some amazing information. And you can learn how you might be able to set up the backup target of your dreams free of charge, because you may already own all the licenses for this.
You mean REFS?
Yes.
Is free?
REFS. REFS is free.
Awesome.
So let's come back to us here, Alan. I think we're back on us. Can't really see on your screen. You're supposed to set that up, but that's fine.
It's okay.
So now when we take a look at some of these amazing things that are going to be happening at VeeamON, remember, folks, you're going to want to go ahead and get the VeeamON app. Should I maybe just go to the Apple Store here real quick and just show people where they can find that?
I prefer the Play Store, but if you're more familiar with the Apple Store.
Well, Alan, you and 1% of the population that use Samsung devices, now that they all just explode on airplanes.
That's right.
I'm a diehard Apple guy. I came over from BlackBerry, and I'm not moving away from this.
You weren't moving away from a keyboard either, but now you're typing on the screen. So one day, you will have an Android phone.
Yes.
So or a Windows phone again.
Go to the Apple Store. Go to your Android Store. Make sure that you download the VeeamON app. All the latest happenings will be coming out of there.
And also Twitter.
Yes.
Because we talked about the people that don't have Twitter. Even if you just use it for VeeamON, that's great. You'll learn a lot of information. You'll see a lot of people tweeting their experiences.
You don't have to tweet. You can lurk.
Yeah. Lurking is great. That's where you start.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. So we'll be coming back to you in a little bit. Our lunch actually just showed up. It's only a couple hours late, but that's fine, Super Crystal.
It's only 2:45.
That's right. It's not like we're starving or anything, so that's fine. And we'll be back to you, and we're going to be having some more guests here popping up shortly. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
And we'll see you soon.